Anyway, this next person is a dude I met through your stories. Great, great guy. He's here at the convention with Chicago Loot Drop, which he's going to tell you about. Mike Chuck Kretzliff.
Hi, everybody. My name is Mike Chuck, and I am with Chicago Loot Drop. We are a local charity that seeks to unite the Chicagoland nerd, geek, gamer community around one cause of raising money to buy books and toys and games for University of Chicago's Comer Children's Hospital. And the way we're doing that this weekend is we have a booth in the Fan Village, and we ask five kids from the hospital a couple questions. We ask them, if you were a superhero, what would your name be? What would you look like? What would your powers be? And how would you use that to help people? And then we gave those answers to five local comic artists, and they transformed those into these one-page comic book panels. The kids are all going to get high-quality framed prints of those, as well as some other fun prizes. And then we're auctioning off the original artwork by the artists at our booth down in the Fan Village. So if you want to hear all that again, come by the booth, and it'll almost be verbatim because I've said it a lot, and it's only like 2 o'clock on Friday. The Fan Village, in case you don't know where it's at, if you go exit out of the main show floor and then go left down 2 escalators and then left again, there's the Grand Ballroom. You'll finally see signs for it when you get right to it, basically. So come on down if you want a place that's nice and quiet. Or I'm guessing most of you are here because you just saw an empty chair and you wanted to sit down for a while and then this started happening. So there are couches down there. There are bean bags if you don't care about lumbar support. Whatever you want to do, come check it out. There's also the board game area and like a big dorkly thing going on next to us. We're all the way at the end. Come check it out. It's for a good cause. And now I get to tell like a story, I guess. So we're at a comic book convention, and so I figured I would talk about a comic book convention, but not a comic convention of comics, rather a convention in comics. Clever twists I thought I did there. And that convention can be easily summarized in a battle cry that we are all familiar with, and it is Avengers Assemble! Right? Send shivers down your spine when you hear it. You love it on the cartoon. They haven't started the movie yet. Hopefully they will soon. But here's the thing with it. They should have said it once. Realize it worked, and never disassemble. Instead, they separate and reassemble so often that that has become their catchphrase. But no one ever stops to say, hey guys, this seems to work pretty well. We should do it more often. You know, like, all the time. I just go back. Never mind. I'll go back over here. And I bring it up because it's something we've seen before in comics for decades now, but it's come up again with all of the Marvel movies. And so, you know, I get why they do it, but you could at least maybe call someone in for backup. Like in Captain America 2, Thor 2, Iron Man 3, they're always on their own. Call somebody in for backup. You know, an Avenger. Not all, but at least one. Somewhere between zero and assemble. Because if I was an Avenger, I would call the Hulk in for anything above parking ticket. You know, cat stuck in a tree, Hulk smash! Which might be overkill, but you know, at the very least you could call in Banner to kind of like, you know, boost you up the tree to get the cat. I mean, that's a good use of teamwork, I feel. Granted, if they did this, all the movies would be one act long and they'd have the exact same ending. It just goes, Jarvis, dial Bruce. Oh, yeah, hey, Bruce, you angry? Yeah, no, you're angry all the time. I get it. Mm-hmm. No, yep. I know it upsets you when I call you like this. Use that. So the movies at least try to explain it a bit better than I feel like the comics do. In 4, 2, they're on Asgard a lot, so, all right, kind of hard to get to Asgard. Captain America 2, I won't say, because maybe you haven't seen it yet, though I feel like in this crowd, that's going to be maybe a low percentage. But in Iron Man 3, like, even the Iron Patriot suggests, hey, why don't you call those guys? And Tony Stark's like, no, this is personal. It's like, okay, but when the president gets kidnapped, you think they would at least send in Captain America. That's not personal, that's, you know, state emergency. But maybe Captain America, Steve Rogers didn't want to because Iron Patriot totally ripped off his color scheme. You know, maybe beat him out in Us Weekly's Who Wore It Best. But the end of the movie and the tag after the credits, we learn that Tony Stark's narration has been to Bruce Banner the entire time. So we know he's got his number. We know Bruce Banner isn't off-grid, you know, hitchhiking down the highway with some sad piano music playing. You know, it would just take a second to call Bruce. This is a speech class, so I'm just going to say I have no conclusion in the end. Come see us out in the Fan Village. That way, that way, that way, that way, that way, and then over there. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike Chuck. We're not grading you on your speech structure. That was awesome. Guys, Chicago Loop Drop does fantastic work, so please check them out. I know I'm going to right after